So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Do you guys know what today is?
No.
It is Giving Tuesday. I figured you wouldn't know
that. Oh, yeah. No, I kept reading I didn't care. Is that bad?
Well, yes. Coach for Kids is going on now, KISW.com. You should.
That's a strong point,
That's
Miles.
That's exactly right. There are 300,000 kids here in Washington that seriously are living in poverty. So the idea is 2,500 coats for kids in need. They are $25 a piece, are brand new and American-made. Mm-hmm. So if you could please, it is a Giving Tuesday. Donate now, KISW.com. We're going to try to get more than that. 3,000 would be a great number, but either way, I'll give what you can now, since it is a Giving Tuesday, and that all works out. Speaking of giving, I want to thank Sam. He gave up $50.
All right.
So did Shelly. Lori gave $25.87.
Lori, I like your style.
Arthur gave $1.
Hey, whatever, man.
Actually, he gave $1,000.
Oh.
Just kidding, Arthur. Thank you, Erica, for the $100 donation. Susan, for your $51 donation. Barbara also gave $25. I don't know how people come up with these numbers. It's probably like some fee that they knock on there.
I get the 87 cents thing is weird.
$51 from Janelle. So thank you. And if you can, please head to KISW.com and donate what you can for the kids. All right, let's see here. Do we have time for a few emails to the men's room at KISW.com?
You've got me.
And we'll jump right into the birthdays brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salts Company.
Dip responsibly.
Okay. Hello, gentlemen. Hello. Today is my birthday. I would like to request the following items. A fish sandwich medley, an owl hitting the window, and you guys talking all over each other about what celebrity shuffle led to cook you a... Led to cook you a birthday dinner. I would like to have Guy Fieri, Valerie Bertinelli, and the Ted Nugent. I'll see you guys soon. That from Steven.
Can I get a filet of fish sandwich?
So you know I got
I have a
right.
fish sandwich.
Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich?
Do I get a fish sandwich?
Put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
I'll wear a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some dinner relish in the morning.
Fish sandwich.
At noon. And at night.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Though you don't want a fish sandwich?
I don't want Ted Nugent cooking me.
I'm the taste of making dinner, man. I'm asking to go for Paula D. Sure, so call me the embalmer. The food is going to be delicious.
Chew into a
bowl. The truth, man. I'll eat her food even though she's racist.
Patolos, my coworker Jess, is having a birthday today. She always shares, Ted? Terrible Laffy Taffy dad jokes with me sometimes and misreads the punchline. I'm just assuming.
I thought he meant Ted Nugent.
Yes. Oh, maybe it was Ted Nugent.
I would think that's what he was talking
he wants
about.
He wants the head chef.
I was talking about Sweaty Teddy.
But I like your
Ted
idea.
Ted Nugent.
I'm going to bring Paula Dean over to hear somebody say it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, can we have Miles throw in some dad jokes for her? Let's see here. Maybe also have the in-action news team help us rip on our coworker Dan. Thanks, guys. That from Brett. You guys want to rip on Dan real quick while I find my jokes?
I would find it encourageable to absolutely rip on a fine listener of this program. I will not take part in this.
Yeah, I will, man. I don't know who Dan is, but if it's wishing you a happy birthday, that means you don't have real friends. That's all right, Playboy.
All right, I'm going to give you all my dad jokes. Jess, What do you call a bear with gold teeth? What do you call a bear with gold teeth?
Bear Grylls.
Bear Grylls.
Bear Grylls.
How much does it cost Santa to park his sleigh?
$1.
It's on the house. Here's a good one. I told my kid it's time to go to bed.
Oh, yeah?
Because the cows are now asleep in the field. She says, what does that have to do with anything? I said, that means it's past your bedtime.
Past your bedtime.
Why does Helen Keller play the piano with one hand?
I don't know.
She doesn't hear it?
She likes to sing along to it. You guys want to hear a potassium joke?
Sure.
Okay. And one more. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. That's my weak attempt at humor, Eric. See?
Now what do you got here?
This one comes from Spain.
Spain?
Hola, would you guys please wish my sister a very happy 50th something birthday? How about some turtle sex and you guys talking all over yourselves about farting? I wish her many more years of telling each other when we fart, even when we're on the other side of the world from each other. Because sisters share. Thanks, guys. Appreciate that from the lovely Carolyn. Well, first of all, Steve was farting all day.
He had enchiladas last night.
Look, man, I had enchiladas last night. Yeah. They were delicious. No, they probably smelled
Mexican.
Roasted tomatillo. That would be the scent in the air.
All right, guys. Here you go. Happy birthday to you.
Yaza Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Bob, ladies and gentlemen, from your Seattle Police Department officers, John Huber and Jake Masterson in the studio. Joining us, yes. It's been a while.
Yes, sir, it has.
John, how long has it been?
I think it was 2007 when we...
Was it 2007?
That makes sense. 18 years ago.
Yeah, all right. When Ben was here.
That's right.
We're correct.
Ben got pissed drunk and slept on Ted's floor.
What did we give him? What was he
drinking? A bottle of Jameson.
It was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But that was, you know, Ben didn't start drinking too much before you guys got in. I think it was during the segment, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Well, and they I don't know how the weed one is, but you had like the goggles too that made it seem like you were impaired.
We do have what we call them drunk goggles.
Yeah.
And we do have those. They kind of simulate it a little bit.
Right.
It's not, you can make adjustments as you go. But
I mean, he couldn't pass the test at the beginning, but I think you guys encouraged him to keep drinking.
We did.
Thus he ended up on my floor.
Did you know what happened at the end of that, the end of that night?
No, I don't.
Well, I guess we got him home somehow to Ted's place.
Why do you still live across I-5 from the studio, from the old studio? So we got him home. He, I would say, have a reversal of fortune. I think of everything he had all day.
Yeah. Right?
Then, I left him on the floor.
We went
sounds horrible now.
I know.
Then we went out to a bar.
Yeah.
Right? And then we came back.
We walked to.
Hey, for the record, he was fine when I left.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. You guys let him keep drinking after I left. Because I wouldn't let him get that drunk.
Yeah. Oh, right.
We got out of there. So that's all on you guys.
Well, back then, weed was not legal.
That is correct.
So.
We had medicinal.
Right. Yeah. We did.
Did we have that?
Yep.
Wow. Okay.
We were the third or fourth state to get medicinal back in 98, right when I first started.
I'm curious, as a police officer, now a DRE, which is a drug recognition expert.
Yes, sir.
Me too. I'm just not a cop.
Yeah.
But so when they legalize weed, just from a law enforcement point of view, is that like, thank God they finally did it? Or is it like, Jesus Christ, here we go again?
When they did it with just the state, it made it difficult because we get federal grants from stuff. So there's some fine lines that we have to work with, work within. So that made it difficult. There's also not enough studies out there to really understand how we kind of understand how weed works in the body. But if we could do some more studies, that peer-reviewed studies that could then show the rest of the world how it actually works, it would make it a lot easier for people to accept what we do.
Right.
Because it does work. Our tests work. They work fine for cannabis. I know there's a dozen. I know one of your DUIOA guy, he advertises here. He's going to say they don't work. They're not. They do. And just think how many crimes are out there that we actually give them a test right after we arrest them to let them prove that they're not guilty.
Is there a time frame on that? So, like we had a caller call today talking about I did drugs the other day. But what? Okay, maybe I smoked weed last night. I get pulled over for speeding. I don't know, the following morning
on weed. Huh?
Yeah, or whatever. You know,
but like you're doing 35 on I-5.
Hypothetical, but you know what I'm saying? Like, is that still obviously it's going to stay in my system for 30 days anyway. So, Jake, can you bust? Yeah. Do you know right away?
Yeah. Well, one of the big things is we talk about in the DRE program is onset and duration. It's typically, weed has about 3 hours. Effects peaking around 30 minutes.
Okay.
Just you having carboxy THC, which is the metabolite, like let's say you hadn't smoked for several hours, you get arrested for DUI for some reason, and you have carboxy THC in your system, not the psychoactive Delta 9 THC in your system. That's not going to be something that's not, carboxy is not something that's going to be psychoactive, that's going to get you that conviction.
Okay. All right. It'll be in my system. In other words, you know, I've smoked it. It just it's not relevant.
It's not affecting me right now.
Some of that too is misconceptions. I mean, I think it's kind of like an old like wives' tale that if you smoke weed, it's going to be in your system for 30 days, and so kids stop smoking weed so their parents don't threaten to test their.
Well, yeah, exactly. You get that from Amazon, and
yeah, because when we do our test, if somebody hasn't smoked for 12 hours, most of the carboxy is probably going to be gone from their system as well, and they're going to have just whatever drugs or alcohol was in their system when they were arrested for that DUI.
Do you think we'll ever get to a point where, like, you know, you can go online and look up charts with your weight, height, male, female. Like, do you think that it will ever get to a point with weed where it's like, you know what I mean? I know if I go to
he's
a bar.
He's fat enough, there's no way he's
on. Well, I'm just saying, I know if I have two beers, I'm not going to be over the limit.
Yeah.
But I don't know with weed.
So weed is one of those things where the limit isn't really applicable because weed is not water soluble, it's fat soluble. So actually the blood results that we get back aren't really indicative of impairment. It's just this kind of arbitrary number that the legislature had put up at 5 nanograms per deciliter of blood. Really, impairment is impairment. It's one of those big things where we try to go out there, we do these tests that John was talking about, and we show that the person was affected by this drug. Right now, even smoking a little bit, if you take one hit, your THC in your blood is going to be above that per se limit.
It's the same if you smoke the whole joint, essentially.
Yes.
I mean, you might be more effed up, but you still got it in your system, and it's still affecting you.
And the big thing, well, not necessarily, right? So, because there's no real correlation between THC in your blood and impairment. It hasn't been shown. It's just proof that it's in there. We have to, through our tests, through our observations, and through your driving behavior, have to prove that you were affected by THC.
How similar are those tests to a DUI stop?
Extremely similar. So we have our battery of three SFSTs that are standardized and validated. That's going to be our HGN, our walk and turn, and one leg stand. We'll have people that we suspect may be on a cannabis DUI perform those tests. In addition to some other tests, we have the modified Romberg balance test, which is kind of standing there with your head tilted back, eyes closed. We're going to have you estimate 30 seconds in your head. That's one good way. And
oh, so radio people would crush that.
Everyone should be practicing this.
One thing we could do in radio, man, we are very, very good estimators of time.
Yeah, we can poop in like 2 minutes.
Oh, there you go. Hey, well,
we know.
That's a skill. But also, sometimes.
Seriously, I know you don't think it is. It's joking. But I mean, we get this down to a science. You know, we've got 3 minutes left in the commercial break. I can squeeze this one out.
Oh, well, when I'm in there for like 30 minutes with the smartphone. You know, like my wife's banging on the door telling me, get out. Yeah. But one of the things as well, it's not just that estimation of 30 seconds, it's our observations of the person. So there are things called eyelid tremors or flutters that are really prevalent in somebody with cannabis usage. We have this study right here that was done in 2016 called we call it affectionately the 302 study. They compared 302 DRE evaluations to 302 non-impaired evaluations of people. They came back with people under the influence or who had consumed cannabis, something like 60%, 58% had eyelid tremors. So that's one indicator of for us. Again, it's not that we're going to hang our coat on that one thing, but that is a big indicator to us.
Yeah.
Yes. And then also circular sway or sway from left to right. A higher percentage of people who have consumed cannabis were exhibiting those as opposed to those who were not. So there are several different. It's not just that time estimation, because sometimes we get guys who are like drummers. Those dudes can keep time no matter how high they get. It's crazy. Yeah.
That's all they can do, though.
Yeah. And then we have our finger-to-nose test, which is our additional test.
Robert. Can't stay in a band, but they can pass this test.
That's true. Thanks for the pizza, is what we said.
Yeah, if a machine can do your driver, I'm just kidding. Yeah. No shade on drummers. But and then we have our finger to nose test, which again, it's kind of, we have them stand back with their head tilted back like that, eyes closed. We're going to have them touch the tip of their finger to the tip of their nose and bring it back down. Now, that is one where it's actually been shown to be the most effective in being predictive of THC.
I can believe that. I can believe it.
Finding the tip of your nose? Yeah.
Well, now, what about the, we talked about this earlier, and this could be for alcohol. I don't know if you guys do it with cannabis also. And we believe this is grossly unfair only because we can't do it sober, which is the alphabet backwards.
Is that one?
We do not do that, no.
All right, thank you.
Actually,
thank you.
What we ask is, can you say the alphabet without singing? Or we'll give them, like, can you say the alphabet from D to, you know, Z or whatever? We'll have them start in a weird spot without singing. And the drunk people, most of the time, they'll get D, E, F.
And then elemental rather than not even a letter.
Yeah, what if they sang the song but not the alphabet song? A, B, C, D, F, G, H, I.
Change it up. Yeah, they get a round of applause and a pair of bracelets.
That was great. Get the patrol car.
Yeah. As far as people who are driving, you know, like when you think about people who are smoking weed, I don't think about them going 90 miles an hour. No. You know, but I'm sure it happens.
That's the misconception, actually. Okay. Right. Is because the number one reason that in this 302 study, and anecdotally I can speak to as a DUI officer, and so can John, but speeding is the number one reason we stop cannabis impaired drivers. It's not actually going slow. That's one thing we had talked about, and I always bring it up whenever I teach classes on this, is a lot of times we think, because of those old ads back in the day, if you remember back in like 01, it's like, they're at the drive-through, 15 cheeseburgers, and they got smoke billowing out of the car, and the little girl. And it's like, oh, yeah, you go, like, you're all slow, you know, Cheech and Chong. Like, all this, that was all part of, like, the culture, like, sinking into the couch. Mm-hmm. Actually, speeding is the number one reason we stop cannabis-impaired drivers.
What's the percentage compared, if you're impaired? I mean, is alcohol still the majority of those?
As far as like speeding,
well, just as far as you know, if you're going to have a green DUI or an alcohol related one, are the numbers even similar, or is there a higher percentage of one than the other?
They're probably getting similar, but one of the big things is our training and officers being able to readily recognize cannabis impairment as opposed to alcohol. Alcohol is pretty easy because if you get way too drunk,
it's obvious,
it's very obvious. Mm, cannabis is one where somebody can be impaired and an officer just isn't well trained enough because. Cannabis detection and drug detection in our driving population is more of an advanced class that we teach after our three-day SFST class. It's a class called A-Ride, Advanced Roadside Impaired Driver Evaluation.
You guys have the sexiest terms for these classes.
I know, right? Yeah.
Both of those are a reason to search the vehicle, correct? As far as if you think someone's impaired either way, drunk, high, whatever, is that?
Well, yeah, not really, not anymore. Arizona v. Gantt was a big case law that kind of restricted our ability to be able to search a vehicle, like search incident to arrest. Now, if we do have stuff in plain view, things like that, there are other reasons. Typically, though, when it comes to just like a cannabis DUI or drug or a alcohol DUI, we can just take photos of the evidence that's in there. I mean, a picture, we don't need the bong.
Do you guys have pictures on your Axios cams of, you know, guy with the joint behind his ear going, no, I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, yeah. Well, my favorite is like when I arrest a guy for you know, green DUI and they got shake all over the front of their chest and they're like, I haven't smoked in hours. It's been hours. I'm like, what's that on your chest? And like, it so easily brushes away. It's like, okay, you've just been laying there dormant for however long.
So we used to work with a guy years ago, right? And this guy, we worked on him for years. And we're like, dude, there's no way you don't get high. And he's like, but babe, I do not smoke. It is unprofessional. But that was always his answer, all right?
He's a roller skating champion.
He's a roller skating disco champion of Maryland 1978. You do the math. Anyway, we kept asking, we're like, dude, seriously, you must smoke. Because we were notorious for getting stoned. And he's like, babe, it's just not something I do. I've done it before, but it's just not something. I've done it like 10 years or some crap. So he meets us at the bar later that night. He has this sticky ass nug stuck in his hair.
Yeah, I mean, it's this and big, we were like, green, bro, right bud. Like,
so
like
you bringing up these people, I'm like, he would be the guy like, babe, I haven't smoked in a while. Is it because you're looking for the bud in your hair or what?
Officers John Huber, Jake Masterson, we're gonna take a commercial break, as they say. and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk to you again.
Oh, great.
You probably asked some of the similar questions we already asked. I'm not sure what's going to happen. But you listen to these commercials, you see. Uh-huh. And then when we come back, we're going to have another conversation. Is that fair?
Maybe do some tests.
Okay. Yes. All right. Yeah. We'll be right back.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Up is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Up, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
All right, so from the Seattle Police Department, officers John Huber and Jake Masterson in the house. We're talking green DUIs. Starting tomorrow until New Year's Eve, you guys are going to be doing it 7 days a week, stopping drivers who are impaired either from alcohol or marijuana.
Yes, we'll have an emphasis out of six officers and a sergeant be out, and their entire job is going to be find and interdict impaired drivers prior to them hopefully crashing and hurting and or killing somebody.
Yeah.
That's the goal.
Are there hot spots?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, I just figured marijuana, there's a shop in every neighborhood.
Right.
So it's not like you, if you live in a neighborhood.
Oh, you know, I can think of it. I don't want to say the street that I think it's prevalent.
Yeah.
Not even a rural.
Right. Look at the two neighborhoods I lived in, right? Belltown and Capitol Hill.
Yeah.
A lot of bars, a lot of younger people going out. Like, I would assume those are warm to hot.
Yeah, exactly. And then, of course, you've got the barriers in front from the kids in the Hyundais that have smashed through the windows, and you got to walk around everything with a cleaning glass every morning.
Sounds specific to your shot.
Yeah, that's right. He's been hit like three or four times. Okay, so Steve and I went outside and had a cigarette.
Yeah, that is correct.
Yes. Is there any tells so far?
Well, you're a little more flush at this point.
Okay.
Your face is kind of more flushed, is my first observation.
Okay.
Thrill, I can't tell. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I don't know if that's good or bad, man.
Because he was high before you guys got there.
That's right.
Yeah. Actually, nice. Gotcha.
His eyes, and there is an odor that is prevalent. But,
well, right. Yeah. There is that. That I can't escape.
That's pretty. I brought in a, some kind of sativa. That's what it was. Pretty sure. Either way, it's really weird being in here with two cops absolutely stoned. I will say that.
But it's not really. I've been stoned around a lot of cops. You know. I just didn't tell them and they didn't ask. I get the feeling it was just understood. Like, right. That's all good.
Okay, should we try any tests or do any of that stuff if we reach that level?
Yeah, what would your test be with his flush-ass face down at his app?
Well, at this point, I would just ask you, would you guys drive right now?
No.
Okay.
No.
And that was one... Or each had like a half, right? half the cigarette or a,
no,
maybe a quarter
probably
of, the,
had,
of the cigarette?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I had a lot of puffs, man. I mean, like, I don't know what to tell you.
I'm trying to forget.
Well, not half.
Because I wasn't thinking of my, like, I just smoked until I didn't want to smoke anymore. And I smoked a bit. I mean, like, let's keep it simple, man.
That's right.
I think we should wait a segment or two, and then we'll see, okay. Let it kind of let the peak come down just a smidge.
All right. Let's so you mean I'm too high right now?
You'd probably be pretty obvious at this point.
Really?
Oh, man. See, this is when I want to try it.
We're sitting in the car. You have pulled us over.
Oh, I didn't get the
How did Miles dime us out?
The odor would be a big one.
Well, sure.
And
sure.
Then the inappropriate affect of laughing with the cop at the window.
Sure.
That's always a clue. That's usually not a laughing situation.
Do people have do they break into the giggles?
Sometimes.
Because I don't really feel like that's appropriate right now.
No, I wouldn't be giggling. I would try to crack jokes, but I wouldn't.
What were you saying to me? Because I was saying, like, I just wanted to see if you guys would test me sober. But you were saying, I don't have the same nervous energy I would if I was driving.
Yeah, if you were driving and I pulled you over, would you be relaxed and kind of chill?
No, I'd still be nervous. Sober.
Yeah, you would be nervous no matter what. But you would have a very intense focus on doing everything I asked you as correctly as you could. Is that fair?
Yeah.
So when you're impaired, you're going to have that same focus, but you're not going to be able to do it just because you're impaired. If I pulled you, we went out and just made a traffic stop and I pulled you over and you're sober, you would do everything I wanted pretty good.
All right.
So, and I believe that.
Yeah, I'm just a terrible speller. So the whole idea of the alphabet thing, I can't say it regularly.
No, you don't. The alphabet's not spelling. It's just.
Look at him.
And I got arrested.
Now,
can you spell the alphabet?
See, no, sir.
So, do you guys train every new officer, or is there, who comes into the department as far as what to look out for and all those things? Is that part of the program?
So, that's part of the police academy training itself. They'll put them through a 3-day SFSC class and teach them on the three validated field studies, the walk and turn, one leg stand, and HGN. When they get to us in our post-Balea, like where they go before they hit the road on FTO, we'll have a discussion with them, and we're actually going to be implementing a full 3-day SFST class, which includes a wet lab, because they're not currently getting that in the police academy right now.
Okay.
So we're going to get people drunk. We're going to have these new officers do tests on them.
Do you get paid for that? Like if you get plasma?
No. You get free booze. All right. You get free alcohol.
Okay. Yeah. When do you guys
get a ride home?
I would just, yeah.
Yeah. Well, actually, we were looking for drinkers.
Okay, yeah. Well, there's
can
none
you
in this
serve
town.
Bedroom IPA?
Ooh, from Black Raven Brewing Company.
Yeah. We don't do beer.
Yeah, we got to do
just
liquor.
Straight liquor?
Yeah.
Generally liquor.
What kind of liquor are you guys supporting?
Yeah. We drinking like
it all
R&R
comes
R&R
in plastic bottles. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Good stuff.
RR, yeah, it's a great one. Yeah.
Thunderbird.
Oh, it's something 10 high. You know.
So if you can drop your bottle and the bottle doesn't break, it's not good stuff.
Exactly.
So, okay, what kind of test do you put those guys? Just the standard test for the officers that are learning the...
Yep, the HGN, the walk and turn, and one leg stand.
Those really?
Yep.
If they're drunk on liquor, tell your mama joke. If they get mad, they're hammered.
So you guys complicated. So did you just put them in a room and give them... Do you monitor how much they are drinking?
Yeah, so our bartenders are actually pretty good. They're also cops who are involved in the DUI program. And we
do they give a small airport pour, or do they really put it on you?
It just all depends. Like sometimes we get people in who, like larger body mass individuals that we can't get them drunk enough. Like we're giving them 14 ounces of liquor to try and get them near an 08, and it's
well, I'm kind of skinny. Go for it, man.
Yeah.
Well, I'm kind of
come out. Yeah,
I'm impressed by that.
Yeah. Though there are some numbers that because we announce it to the class at the end on a big Excel sheet, and there are some people where it's like, and here's our winner today, and it's like, you wouldn't think it was this person, but yeah.
Okay,
it's one taken out on a stretcher.
With legalized marijuana. Is there still a market for, just someone growing it, selling it on their own? Do you ever run into that? Or has the legalization basically killed it?
I wouldn't say that it's killed it, but the big difference between all of that, and one of the things that I think might be a problem of the legalization is that now instead of having cannabis that's 8%, 12% THC, they got crazy. Like the average that I see when I
when we take a class to a field trip to a pot shop is probably like 34% THC,
yeah,
which is just a whole nother level. And then they even have, you know, 99.9% crystallized THC. It looks like a small little rock. And it's like, what?
I mean, I've heard.
What is it?
You can buy gummies, I've heard, with live resin in them.
I've heard that too.
Yeah.
Who told you that?
Thrill has a friend.
Yeah. We have the same friend.
We do have the same friend. So what is the most amount of THC that you can buy in a legal product in Washington?
99.9.
Oh, so it's that.
Much like our radio station.
So like basically.
Yeah.
There we go, yeah.
When we mean the rock, we mean the crystallized marijuana.
That's true. It is, yeah.
99.9. Yeah.
Unfortunately, we can't get those sponsors because we're federally regulated. Yes. You know? I'm sure we'd already have a men's room strain of weed, you know, if that was possible.
All right, I got a random question. Well, you're Seattle, so SeaTac has their own department. So like those SeaTac cops, if somebody thinks a pilot is drunk, like, does somebody like you from their department go in and test them?
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah,
I sure do too.
I didn't know if there was like FAA cops.
They don't have a DRE currently, I don't think.
Ooh.
I'm trying to think. They might have a DRE on their staff. I'm trying to think. I'm not ringing a bell right now.
There's a post-retirement job for you, John.
Yeah, there I go. Yeah.
If there's anybody out there listening, I'm swing it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm looking.
Different tells on different drugs. So if I smoked meth, I mean, could you, and I don't know.
You'd have ripped your sleeves off by
now. I've never smoked meth, so I don't know what the
Do they chew the most imaginary sandwiches? I believe this. People on meth, like their mouth is working and there's nothing there. They're just constantly chewing.
That is true. Yeah, a lot of the bruxism, the grinding of the teeth, you know, stealing a copper wire.
I was just want to stick food in there.
There's several indicators of meth impairment, but
Okay. Yeah,
we actually do. And I actually have a chart right here. This is what we use on our DRE evaluation. I'll pass it over to you.
Oh, yeah.
But it's our major indicators for seven different drug categories, being CNS depressants, stimulants, which would be meth. You can see when we do our DRE evaluation, we're taking pulse rates, we're checking blood pressure, body temperature. Somebody on meth is going to have like a really elevated body temperature, really elevated blood pressure, really elevated pulse.
They're like a squirrel with a fever.
Well,
yeah. Yes.
Well, okay.
Yes.
When OxyContin was more prevalent, before they kind of cut that crap out, is there another prescription drug, you know, that you would encourage people not to drive on?
Xanax is probably the big one right now that we see the most.
Yeah, that's fair.
I just need it for the flight.
Now, what is it? Xanax knocks you out or takes you up?
So Xanax is a CNS depressant. So it's similar to alcohol. If you take like a Xanny bar and something, that's what the kids call it, Xanny bar.
Let's say nice touch, though. That is.
Yeah, let's touch on this.
Talking to you, kids.
Has a cartoon mascot?
Yeah. Yeah. And then and then drink a little bit of alcohol. This person's going to look like they're falling over drunk. And I've had it in my life. That's why I got involved in the DRE program, because I pulled over a kid, 16, had a bunch of horizontal gaze nystagmus, which is typically we associate with alcohol. He looked like he was just plastered, absolutely drunk. I get him on the breath machine and he blows all zeros. And I'm like, this isn't right.
Yeah.
So I call a DRE out at the time, another officer, John Chin. He comes out, he does an evaluation on him. This kid, we get his blood back later and he has alprazolam is the name for Xanax in his system. He was extremely impaired on that.
Okay.
I mean, that's what we've seen with some of the more famous people that have gotten arrested and stuff. Like, I don't think Tiger Woods ever blew alcohol while
right.
But he always had trouble with prescription drugs. It's like, well, he's impaired either way.
Mm-hmm. All right. So you guys are trying to identify, you can figure out we were high. All right. So I feel good at figuring out your tell that you're a cop. All right. We're sitting at the bar and I hear you say, what did you say? Alprazolam?
Alprazolam.
Right. Nobody says that.
Yeah.
And I would immediately think, look, nice guy. He was a cop because nobody says Alprazolam. Right.
Back to being in your daily life. Do you have people that you know that obviously know your officers, but they're probably up to no good a little bit some of the time. As far as those friends, family members, acquaintances, you know, do they think they're pulling one over on you guys, or do they, you know what I'm saying? As far as like, oh, they'll never know I messed up.
Yeah, cannabis has that effect. cannabis,
like right now,
yeah, you know you're high, and you're trying your darndest to not show me that you're high. Now, somebody who...
I'm not even thinking about it, man, honestly. I'm just like, hey, I'm high.
Somebody
and it's understood.
CNS stimulant, your cocaine, your meth, they know they're high, but they're trying... They think you can tell, so they're doing their best not to do
right.
this. you know, do, you know, the twitchy fingers, the scratching of the arms, the grinding of the teeth. They have these incredible jaw muscles.
Right.
The definition in the jaw muscles are incredible. So,
I mean, I hate to say this. Sometimes I feel like you can just look at people.
Oh, yeah.
And you're just like, that guy looks like he's on meth.
Certainly. Yes, yes.
Mine is either acid or mushrooms. The times that I've done that in my life, I feel like I'm going to call my mom. She's
really?
Gonna know. Like, oh. No, seriously. I tell everybody because I have this expectation that everyone knows that I'm tripping.
So why would you call your mother then?
If because she's I want to tell her. Because I want to tell her I love her.
Like, sorry, Bob. Like,
you never want to call your mom voluntarily. When they call you, you go, "Ah, oh, man, what does she want?" You know what I'm saying? You
I get scared when my husband.
Exactly. Like, what the hell's going on?
If my mom's listening, I do want to call her voluntarily.
Exactly.
I'm still just looking at this drug chart.
Like, I know, it's unbelievable.
Nah.
All right, these are things to look out for.
Well, I mean, you know about pupils and everything, sure. But it is funny. Like, obviously, I go to festivals. You can tell when somebody's got saucers. Like, all right, they're on something.
But just muscle tone, all of it, man. Yeah, just
the
reading
way it affects
through that.
Other
like,
stuff.
MDMA, crap. Ecstasy. Big pupils. Mushrooms, big pupils.
Ironically enough, we have the shot of the day coming up. But I would like to take at least one or two of these tests right now, if we could. Just to see. I'm there.
I thought you're not fooling anyone.
I know.
And we can tell, Miles.
I'm gonna try the physical ones.
He looks nervous to me. I'm not even a cop.
He does. Yeah. Miles is twitching. Like, just test me. Yeah, I got this.
All right, what's first? All right, first one, we'll have you stand just with your feet together.
Okay. Standing with his feet together.
Toes touch, and hands flat at your side.
Flat at your side.
Stay like this until I tell you to begin. Now, before I tell you begin, I'm going to have you tilt your head back like this. Not yet. And I'm going to tell you to close your eyes. I'm going to give you the command of begin. After I say the word begin, once you believe 30 seconds has passed, I want you to open up your eyes, tilt your head forward, and say stop. Okay. Do you understand? Yep. All right, go ahead, tilt your head back.
Like you did with your uncle.
Close your eyes.
I have to
begin.
I have to make some sort of a noise just because after a certain amount of time goes by, an alarm goes off, and somebody's going to get mad, and they're going to give me a phone call saying, hey, why do we have dead air over the deal? Miles just got a little bit dizzy over there, so he's gotta keep it together. Is that as far back as your head goes, Miles?
Scoliosis.
Oh, yeah, true enough. My bad.
Hold man up, man.
Okay, how long was that? I think 28 seconds.
How long did I ask you to estimate?
30.
So why'd you say stop at 20? Well, this is a common question we get.
Yeah.
All right. No, I did. I kept it going. Okay. All right. So that was actually 23 seconds.
Damn it.
So what we do when we're out there, our metric is plus or minus 5 seconds.
All right.
Somebody who is 24 seconds or faster or 36 seconds or slower, we're really looking at as this person has an impaired ability to judge time. Also, as I'm looking at him, I can see eyelid tremors, kind of body tremors as well. If you saw that sway and he almost kind of fell over.
Because when I close my eyes, I get dizzy.
Because you're high.
Yeah. And so that's the reason why we put you in that position.
It's
like
they designed it this way, Miles. Yeah.
Okay, so my thing is when the first question you asked Miles was, how long do you think that was? And all I could just say 30. I don't care if you thought it was four days. Bro, say 30 because literally I've interacted with police before. Just say 30.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what he asked you.
I had this literally just last week. I said, how long was that? And the lady, she was extremely impaired on a CNS depressant. She was like, 35 years. Or 35 minutes. And I'm like,
that was like 7 seconds.
I'm like, how long? She's 35 seconds. I'm like, okay, how long did I ask you to ask me? She's like, 30? So why'd you do 35? I don't know. I just did.
Because you're high.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Because
she wasn't
high,
even close either. So it was like,
I'm trying to gauge it.
You want to do the next of the finger to nose? Okay. So, all right. For this one, go ahead and stand with your feet, heels and toes touching again. I want you to make a fist and point your index finger out like this. And then hands down by your side. With your fingers still pointing out. Yeah. So just like this. Look at me right here.
Get
just
the car,
like
Miles.
Yeah. All right, so stay like this till I tell you to begin. I'm going to get you in that same position as before, head tilted back, eyes closed. Not yet. And then I'm going to give you a command of either left or right. If I say left, you're going to bring your left hand up in front of your face, touch the tip of your finger to the tip of your nose, and then bring that hand back down.
You got
a
big nose.
Command of right. Tip right here of your finger, this is your tip, that's your pad. Tip of your finger to tip of your nose. So tilt your head back, close your eyes. Left.
Smashed it.
Right.
I have a huge nose.
Smashed it.
Left.
No, I still can't hear you.
Right.
I feel the body tremors.
Right.
Yeah, let's go down to the body tremors.
Left.
and I can see his eyes tremoring too.
Okay, go ahead and relax.
I can see it. Like, he's like blinking.
Well, of course I got a big nose. It's so hard to lean back there.
But yeah. I see what they're talking about. Like, you're blinking with your eyes closed.
Yes. Yeah. Those are those eyelid tremors.
That's the tremors. Yeah.
So that's exactly that. So as you can see during that one. First one, just kind of jammed and missed his nose. Again, like we're asking them the tip of the finger to the tip of the nose. And then on the fifth command, which is right after a right command, his left hand went like this before his right hand came back up. So again, it's just judging all that, keeping it kind of slow and simple. Again, difficult to do.
All right.
Okay. That makes
sense. You did great, Miles.
Thanks, man. All right, John, Jay, we appreciate it.
Difficult to do impaired.
That's right. The green DUI patrols start tomorrow all the way through the new year.
Correct.
Somebody just said he's already not listening. They're commenting on
exactly. The whole point of this is don't drive impaired.
Correct. Right.
Exactly.
I just want to get that out there one more time.
Don't try to beat the
test. Right, don't
make
risk
a
it.
Plan.
Yeah.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is. As usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today, sorry, Mike, I'm stealing this from your headlines.
Damn it.
Today, we toast an unnamed 20-year-old U.S. foreign exchange student in Germany, a.k.a. Deutschland. Now, our honoree, he was with friends outside of the microbiology department of some German university. Now, he was there for a, quote, funny photo. So he posed in front of a $200,000 sculpture outside of the building. So the idea was he climbs, gets a funny picture, gets out. Well, he's 20, he's in college, so of course, he took the dare. The problem was he ended up getting stuck leg first inside of it. Now, most of his body managed to wiggle out, but his leg was stuck. His friends, they tried to get him free, but it was all in vain. Eventually, they had to call the authorities for help. So it took 22 firefighters 30 minutes to finally free our honoree. And we're toasting him because he was trapped in the wooden sculpture of a giant vagina.
Oh, wow.
And the picture's fantastic. He's like being birthed. It's a good look. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero.
I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something out of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.